This is Poisoned Arts, brought to you at the Cornelia Street Cafe by Rezod's Dada Beatniks, with Janet Coleman and David Dozer and Tim Jerome, Veronica Gang, Jim Freund, Jordan McClay, with Jeff Ward on Foley, Peter Zanger at the controls, assisted by Rocky, and Otis Hardy McClay as Mr. Wobern.
If you buy a doggy,
you can tell him what his name is.
Long-haired hippie bedwetters who have more fun producing their stuff than you have listening to it present
Poisoned Arts.
The Poisoned Arts Council Radio Theater is on the air. Hold on. Charles Andrews is 5 years out of college and 4 months out of work. He and his pretty young wife, Emily Ann, are relaxing this Tuesday afternoon after lunch, not yet aware of the repercussions the little stranger will cause in their lives, not yet aware of the little stranger.
Anything interesting in the paper, dear?
Yeah, my sock. No wonder I couldn't find it this morning.
How'd it get in there?
Oh, I know. I left it here last night to mark my place. I'm up to page 33 now. We'll have to get a new paper soon, maybe tonight.
Don't put that sock on.
Why? This one isn't dirty yet, which I hope, Em, you will take as a compliment to you and your clean floor.
And because you don't walk with enough enthusiasm to work up a foot sweat.
I love you.
Well, I'm going to dust.
And me? I'm going to tackle those dishes. See, there is a bitter metallic aftertaste.
Well, don't suck your ring, Charles.
It's the drink, Emily Ann. Why can't we drink the real stuff?
The sugar's bad for your teeth.
Well, what isn't?
Gin. I'll get it.
Good evening. Mrs. Andrews, I'm Liz Clark from the Welfare Department.
Welfare?
Yes, I brought the trunk tonight.
The trunk?
Mr. Wobern will come tomorrow.
Mr. Wobern?
May the men bring up the trunk.
Well, just leave the elephant down there, though.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, Miss Clark. Bring up the trunk.
I'll tell the men.
Charles, what's all this about? Welfare? Trunk? We can't go on welfare. You're on unemployment. You're a college graduate.
Well, we're not going on welfare.
Where does it go?
Put it in the dinette.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews. We're very grateful to you both, and so is Mr. Wobern. He'll be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. He'll have had his lunch, so you needn't worry about that. I'd better be going now. Good night.
Good night.
Charles, who's Mr. Wobern?
I didn't get a chance to tell you yet. He's a very nice old man.
So?
Well, here, let me show you something. I got these beads, you see? They're for Mr. Wobern.
Oh, Mr. Wobern's a priest.
No, they're to hang between the kitchen and the dinette. Here, I've got this curtain rod, some brackets. I better put them up before tomorrow.
But why, Charles?
You see, Emily Ann, the welfare department has an adoption plan.
You want to adopt a baby?
No, we're going to adopt Mr. Wobern.
We're going to adopt an old man? Charles, have you lost your mind?
Oh, he's a very nice old man. I think I need a step stool. You see, otherwise they'd have to keep him in an old folks' home or hospital or something. But they'll pay us $150 a month to keep him.
But we're not a home for old folks.
Well, if we don't like him, we don't have to keep him.
How can we keep him to begin with? Where's he going to sleep? In a crib in our room? In the bathtub? In a box in the kitchen? And what have you got those beads up there for? What is he, Chinese?
No, you see, I thought we'd put the dining room table in the living room and he could sleep in the dinette.
Oh, sleep in our dinette.
Yeah, the beads are to separate his room from the kitchen. Yeah, they look kind of nice.
Like an opium den.
Yeah, I'll just take the table into the living room. Well, I'll put it here by the window. And then I'll move this chair over here. Now, I got this metal cot for a steal. $19.
Steel, huh?
No, it's aluminum.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, you're going to like him, Em. They showed me his picture. He's nice looking. He'll be no trouble. He spends most of his time playing solitaire and looking out the window. And we can use the money.
Charles, it's all so...
It's $150 a month, and they give him his own pocket money. All we have to do is feed him.
What about clothing?
He comes with a complete set. He won't need anything. He can't outgrow what he's got, and he won't wear it out either. All he does is play solitaire and look out the window.
Well, I guess we could give it a try.
Really? Oh, I mean, that's wonderful. Hey, terrific.
But Charles...
What, honey?
Do you love me?
Well, of course I love you.
You never say it.
Well, I sent you a Valentine last month, didn't I?
A funny one.
Well...
With a big kidney on it instead of a heart.
The kidney's a vital organ, just like the heart. Important.
Not the same.
Well, listen, Emily, let's go out. Let's celebrate. How about it? I love you.
Oh, good.
Well, change into your slacks, and we'll go.
Come on, Charles. I mean, it's freaky to bowl this slowly.
Well, we're celebrating, Em. Would you rather go home and watch the wall where the TV used to be?
It's not a very fair thing to say. We both agreed to pawn the television.
I'm sorry. Emily Ann, it wasn't your turn.
I'm sorry. Bowl then. We've been here almost an hour and we're only in the fourth frame.
You want to blow the whole evening? Every ball we roll is like rolling a nickel down the sewer.
Then why did we come here?
To celebrate. Relax.
You could have gone somewhere romantic. You could have taken me to a movie and held my hand and told me I was pretty.
Oh, you can watch movies on television. Well, they got a TV here at the alley. Do you want to watch it?
Never mind, Charles. Bowl.
All right, Em. I will.
Well?
Ow. Ah. Ah.
Charles, are you all right?
I don't know.
Oh, if you'd rent shoes, this wouldn't happen.
I think I tore my pants.
Oh, look at your socks. They're filthy. Oh, mister.
What are you calling him for?
Are you all right, sir?
Well, I just slipped.
Let me help you up.
Oh, I think I turned my ankle.
If you folks are finished now, we'd like to close up.
Oh, but I'm only in the fourth frame. What about my other six?
Charles.
I'm sorry, sir.
Wait a minute. I paid for a whole game. How about a refund?
I'm sorry. The money's been locked up for the night.
Well, I've got six frames coming to me, and so does my wife.
Charles, why don't we just... Charles!
Ow! 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 Ow!
Charles, your ankle.
Come on, Emily Ann. Bull!
Just stay off the ankle and rest here at home for a few days until the swelling goes down. If it bothers you any, a few aspirin should do the trick.
All right, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
Goodbye, Mrs. Andrews.
Emily Ann, would you hum something else?
You want me to stop humming?
No, just hum something else.
What am I, a radio? You can change the stations?
Look, who pawned the radio?
We both agreed to pawn the radio. Right. Do you want me to throw away this shirt?
What do you want to throw my shirt away for?
Look at the collar. The shirt gizzard is showing through.
Oh, well, then I'll cut the collar off.
Then what'll you do with it?
I'll wear it under a turtleneck.
You don't have a turtleneck.
I'll get some.
You don't love me.
I do so.
What time is it?
12:30.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Yes.
Then why don't you say it?
All right, I'll send you a telegram. I'll spell it out on a football field with cannonballs. I'll tattoo it on the soles of my feet.
You could just say it.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Sorry that we're early, but Mr. Wauburn was anxious to get here. He gobbled down his lunch. Mr. Wauburn, this is Mrs. Andrews.
Hello, Mr. Wauburn.
Where can I put this trunk?
Oh, another one? In the dinette.
Oh, that's right.
My husband would help you, but he's in bed. He hurt his ankle.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Just a little bowling accident.
Oh, the room looks nice. How do you like it, Mr. Wauburn? Mr. Wauburn? Where's Mr. Wauburn?
Mr. Wauburn?
Mr. Wauburn, what are you doing out there?
Red Knight on the Black Ten.
Mr. Wauburn, come inside. You can play solitaire in your room.
My room?
Mr. Wauburn, this is your new home. You're going to live here with me and Mr. Andrews. You don't have to play solitaire in the hall.
Can't I finish the game?
Oh, all right. Would you like a towel to kneel on or something?
Ah, the queen.
You don't want anything?
I want to be a winner.
Ah. I'm going to see if my husband wants anything. He's in bed with a bad ankle.
Are you jealous?
No.
Emily Ann, look. A check for $150.
Mr. Wobburn's in the hall playing solitaire.
Well, I told you, he plays solitaire all the time.
But he's in the hall.
He'll come in soon. He likes to look out the window, too.
He seems nice.
Good. I think I'll take a little nap. I'm kind of sleepy. Who are you?
I'm a winner.
Oh, you must be Mr. Wobburn. You came inside.
You sleep just like a puppy.
What?
You sniff like a dog when you sleep.
Where's Emily? Where's my wife?
She went shopping. We're going to have meatloaf for dinner.
Oh, well, good.
How'd you hurt your ankle?
I fell.
Oh, I never fall. I walk like a cat. Want to see me?
Oh, that's very good.
Meow.
Oh, Mr. Wobburn, you'd better come down from that chair. You're liable to hurt yourself.
Meow.
Oh, Mr. Wobburn, I wouldn't hang there if I were you. It won't support you.
What line of work you in?
I'm unemployed.
Me too. What you unemployed from?
Advertising, public relations. I worked on Wall Street for a while.
Ooh, selling chestnuts?
No,
that's those seasonal jobs for you. They're only seasonal.
I was in commodities, wheat, corn, futures.
Of course you have a future. Don't give up hope. When your unemployment insurance runs out, you can always go on welfare like me. It's not so bad. Meet nice people.
Well, I don't think that...
But try to stay in shape. Your health is very important. Try to realize that before they have to amputate. Once gangrene sets in, boy, that's it. Have you looked at that ankle lately?
No, I...
Look, it's turning green.
Where?
I imagine you have a set of cutting tools.
Mr. Wobburn, that's just a black and blue mark.
Oh, maybe. This a picture of your wife?
Yes, that's our wedding picture.
Then where are you?
Well, I took the picture.
Your wife is very pretty.
Thank you.
And devoted.
Yes.
It takes a lot of devotion to stick to a man with a wooden leg.
I don't have a wooden leg.
Well, I'll make one for you then. I like to whittle. I can use this chunk of wood here.
That's a chair, Mr. Wobburn. Oh, wait.
You got a knife on you?
No, I...
I do.
What?
Never know when you might want to whittle. I wonder if Mrs. Andrews will ever come back.
She'll be back any minute.
A woman that beautiful who's not appreciated often leaves her husband and never comes back.
Hello, I'm home.
We're in the bedroom, honey.
Well, I see you two have met.
Your husband is quite a talker, Mrs. Andrews. He reminds me of a parrot I once had.
Oh?
No, more like my talking dog.
Well, I'm going to start dinner. Why don't you stay in here and talk to Charles?
Or go in your own room, if you like.
It's a shame to see a young couple on the brink of divorce.
What?
What?
The Hendersons. Last people I was with. But it's a real pleasure to be with you two. You're all your husband could talk about, Mrs. Andrews. Not like my dog. Fleas and pork chops were his topics. But your husband spent the whole time telling me how much he loved you and how beautiful you are.
He did?
I may be old, but I'm not blind. I can see what's in the cards. I think I'll play a game of solitaire. Call me for din-din.
Emily Ann, that man.
Charles, you're wonderful. I love you.
Mwah! Oh, was that the door?
I'll see. Mr. Wobburn, what are you doing out there?
Your hall is lucky.
That was episode one of Old Ops.
Tell me about it.
Part of Poison Darts, first broadcast over WBAI April 1st, 1967. Next, episode two, Chestnuts.
Old Ops. Charles Andrews is 5 years out of college and 4 months out of work. He and his pretty young wife, Emily Ann, are in the kitchen after serving their first dinner to Mr. Wobburn, the old man they adopted from the welfare department.
That was quite a dinner, Emily Ann. Quite a dinner. Yes, sir, quite a dinner. Yes, ma'am, quite a dinner.
I do what I can.
Well, it sure didn't taste canned to me.
Charles, get your foot off this sink.
Oh, well, my ankle hurts when I let it dangle.
Sit down, then. Where's Mr. Wobburn?
He's out playing solitaire again.
He sure likes his solitaire.
Oh, he's a good eater, isn't he? I mean, he knows how. He doesn't seem fussy or anything, and at least we don't have to teach him how to eat. He's not like a baby.
I had to cut his meatloaf for him, didn't I?
Well, you didn't really have to cut it. That was just my idea. You know, one less knife to wash and dry.
Don't you trust him with a knife?
Well, that's not it. He was so concerned with my sprained ankle, and he kept talking about amputation. But, you know, my ankle's much better today.
I want to dance.
Oh, my ankle's not that much better.
I mean, dance for myself. You know, dance. Dance and have people watch me.
You mean be a dancer?
That's right.
Well, that's fine, honey.
Who's that?
Well, maybe Mr. Wobbin locked himself out.
Oh, my hands are wet.
I'll get it, honey.
Be careful.
Mr. Andrew.
Oh, hello, Mr. Rogwalla. What is it?
This yours?
Oh, yes.
Jack of diamonds.
He is?
He's playing solitaire.
He's in my hall. Ask him to get out of my hall.
Well, he's not hurting anything, Mr. Rogwalla.
He's a fire violation. Want me to get a summons?
My birthday cake is a fire violation.
Is he your father?
No, but he lives here. We've adopted him.
Adopted him? Mm-hmm. You've always been a strange bird, Andrew.
The name is Andrews, and I'm not a strange bird.
Then why are you standing on one leg? You look like a crane.
I sprained my ankle bowling.
Busted! I can't make it.
Come inside now, Mr. Wobbin.
Yeah, I think I will. I've lost three in a row. You're a jinx, Rogwalla. You've jinxed the hall.
Now, just a minute, dear.
I knew you were bad news the minute I laid eyes on you. You wear green pants. You're a loser, Rogwalla.
Why,
tell it to the parking meter, Rogwalla. You're all washed up. I'm going to my room, Charles. You take care of the boy. Nothing more than a quarter, I'd say.
Look, I hope you understand.
Just you keep him out of the hall. That's all. And you pay your rent on time, or I'll tell the cops. I'll tell them all.
Look, Mr. Rogwalla, you are a loser.
Who you...
Charles, you're all red. You shouldn't hop so much. Sit down. Who was at the door?
The landlord. He wanted Mr. Wobbin to stop playing solitaire in the hall.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, it doesn't matter. Rogwalla jinxed the hall anyway.
Here it is. I've got something for you, Charles.
Oh, Mr. Wobbin, are you in the dinette? Your room? I didn't see you.
No, not with my lights off and the beads to hide me. These are for you.
They are?
Stainless steel coated aluminum crutches. They fold away for easy storage.
Well, thank you, but...
Oh, it's all right. I'll never use them. They were a retirement gift from my sister. She gave them to me on my 70th birthday, just in case, you know. She's dead now.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
She died in the arms of a bear in Yellowstone National Park. She loved that bear. She died happy.
You mean the bear killed her?
Well, she was shot by a poacher who was after the deer.
Hmm. What deer?
The one the Indian gave salt to.
Well, thank you for the crutches, Mr. Warren. I guess they'll come in handy.
Of course they will. You could use them tomorrow when you go to the unemployment office.
Oh, I can't go tomorrow, Mr. Warren, because of my ankle.
Well, Chestnut Cellar doesn't have to be able to dance. You can work.
I told you I don't sell chestnuts, Mr. Warren.
I know, you're unemployed. But we'll have you back on the streets before you know it. Well, good night. I'm going to bed.
Emily Ann. Emily Ann, wake up.
What?
What?
What time is it?
You woke me up to ask me what time it is?
I can't see the clock.
It's 7:30.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Wobbin. Mr. Wobbin, are you in there?
Who's that?
Charles Andrews.
I'm in here.
Will you be long?
I'm shaving.
How long will you be, Mr. Wobbin?
I'm finished.
Mr. Wobbin, what have you done?
What?
You shaved your head.
Never used an electric razor before. Very soothing. How do you like your crutches?
Fine.
Well, see you at breakfast.
Emily Ann. Emily Ann.
What?
Mr. Wobbin shaved his head.
He did?
He's bald now.
Oh, what'd you wake me up to tell me that for?
Well, because...
I'm gonna get some more sleep.
Oh, no. You can't.
Why not?
Mr. Wobbin wants his breakfast.
So...
So we have to make his breakfast. It's in our contract with the welfare department.
He could shave his head, but he can't make his breakfast.
Please, Emily Ann.
Oh, all right. Charles? Charles, what's this?
Well, it's a chandelier.
What's it doing in the bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe it's Mr. Wobbin's.
How do you get it up there?
Maybe you shouldn't touch it. It might fall down. I'll ask Mr. Wauburn about it. Mr. Wauburn? Mr. Wauburn? Mr. Wauburn?
Why do I keep finding old men in my hall outside your apartment playing solitaire?
Mr. Wauburn.
It's no use. Old Greenpants here has jinxed the hall for good.
Where'd you get this one, Andrew?
Well, he's the same one. Inside, Mr. Wauburn.
All right.
He looks different.
He shaved his head.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Wauburn, there was something I wanted to ask you.
I know what it is.
You do?
I'll have 2 fried eggs, bacon, rye toast with strawberry preserves, and 2 cups of coffee, hot and strong. You're a good cook, Emily Ann. Too bad Charles had to eat and run.
Well, it was nice of you to encourage him to go to the employment office. The fresh air will do him good.
Here, I'll dry.
Mr. Wauburn, what are you doing?
I learned this at the circus. They dry fast this way.
You might drop one. Hurt yourself.
Never happened, Emily Ann. Huh. But it's best to juggle them in the sunlight. The sun kills hidden bacteria.
But...
the sun is streaming out of your sink.
Mr. Wauburn, it's slippery up there. You might fall.
Didn't Charles tell you? I walk just like a cat. Toss me the cups.
Oh, Mr. Wauburn, please come down. I want to talk with you.
Yeah, the plates are dry now anyway.
Come on, we'll sit in the living room.
Do you mind if I wiggle my toes while we sit? I like to get my exercise.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead. Mr. Wauburn, I wanted to ask you about the chandelier in the bathroom.
Oh, that. They got it in Pennsylvania. It was hanging in a German farmer's barn. He gave it to me for a kindness I did for his cow.
What, Mr. Wauburn, is it doing hanging in the bathroom?
It's for you.
Huh.
A gift of sorts. I chose it from my trunk, especially for you.
You did?
Because you're so lovely. And it was the loveliest thing I had with me.
Oh, Mr. Wauburn.
You're a very pretty lady, and you've only just begun your climb to beauty.
Thank you, Mr. Wauburn.
Would you like to hear my record player, Emily Ann? I have a very nice record from Pakistan.
Well, I was going to play our record player. I wanted to work on my dancing. Ballet and modern?
Oh, you're a dancer.
Well, I used to do a little.
Well, then I'll help you practice. Here, let me get out my piano.
Next.
Hello.
Did you work at all during the past week?
No.
Did you look for work?
Yes.
All right. You're scheduled to talk with Miss Hodges right over there, 3rd row, 2nd desk back.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Miss Hodges?
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Would you like me to hang your crutches? I can put them on the coat rack.
No, that's all right. They just fold away.
You're able to get around all right?
Oh, yes, I merely sprained my ankle.
May I see your book, please?
Oh, yes, here.
You've been out of work for 16 weeks, Mr. Andrews.
Yes.
And I see you're willing to accept work selling chestnuts.
I beg your pardon?
I said, I see you're willing to accept work selling chestnuts.
No, I'm not. I'm in public relations.
It's written right here in your book.
May I see that? Oh, I didn't write that there.
You mean it? You won't accept a job selling chestnuts?
Well, I've never sold any. That's not my line.
Would you consider a trainee position?
To sell chestnuts?
No.
What?
In public relations, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, no, I don't think I would. I'm experienced in that line.
Excuse me, Mr. Andrews. I'll have to check something.
Hello, Miss Hodges' desk. No, this isn't Miss Hodges. I'm an unemployed person. Well, she went away. Perhaps I could take a message? Yes, the Milton Umbrella Company has 12 openings. Yes, 12 openings. Right, for experienced spoke and shaft men.
Mr. Andrews, that telephone is not for public use.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'm surprised at your behavior, Mr. Andrews. Even I am not permitted to make personal calls on that phone.
Well, I didn't make a call. I answered it.
You mean you give people this number to reach you?
No.
Let's forget it this time, Mr. Andrews. I'd like to give you a break.
Yeah, but...
Mr. Swanson, my supervisor, Says that if you're experienced at selling chestnuts and that if you're more than 9 consecutive weeks out of your 20 weeks of employment were spent at that job, then you would be expected to accept such a job and actively seek such a job to the best of your ability.
Listen, I never sold chestnuts in my life. You've got to believe me.
How about pretzels, then?
No!
Ice cream?
No.
Balloons?
No, no, no!
Mr. Andrews, we're only trying to help you. Don't you want to find a job?
Of course I want a job, but not as a street vendor.
Hodges here. No? You did. I see. 12. Thank you. Mr. Andrews, did you take a telephone message for me?
Yes, I did.
Why didn't you give it to me?
You wouldn't let me.
I wouldn't let you.
You just kept accusing me of making personal calls and trying to force me to take a job as an organ grinder or something.
Mr. Andrews, my father was an organ grinder all his life. He raised a family of 5 children, sending 3 of us through college. He was a fine man. Perhaps, Mr. Andrews, you are just not yourself today. Perhaps you are behaving this way because of your broken leg.
It's not broken.
Mr. Andrews, I'm going to forgive your attitude. You're to report next week at your usual time. Perhaps you should see a psychiatrist. The fact that you were a chestnut vendor is nothing to be ashamed of.
Piano's a little out of tune from being moved around so much.
Mr. Wobber?
Yes?
What did you do for the cow?
I gave her my coat. She was cold and shivering. It was raining.
That's lovely.
There's beauty in cows. More than some people believe, cows are sensitive to music. They chew their cud in time to the music. Counterpoint sometimes.
When I was 9, I visited a farm. They couldn't find me when it was time to leave. I was walking in the wheat. The wind was blowing, and all the sweet sounds of the farm were so lovely, I wanted to cry. I remember 3 horses standing in a cluster outside the barn. I was afraid of them, and they seemed afraid of the barn. I wanted them to run free. I thought they'd like to swim in the lake, but I didn't know how to let them.
A good relationship with a horse does not come easily.
We had a grand meal. Lots of corn on the cob. I don't know who those people were. They seemed to like me. I think they were friends of my father. Oh, hello, Charles.
Where'd you get the piano?
Oh, it's Mr. Wobber.
Do you like music, Charles?
Well, yes.
Good. I'd like you and Emily Ann to be my guests tonight at a concert at Carnegie Hall.
Mr. Wobber, we couldn't let you do that.
Oh, it's all right. I have passes. You see, I'm playing there tonight myself.
These are excellent seats, aren't they, Charles?
Yes, they're very nice.
Didn't Mr. Wobber look cute in his tuxedo?
Oh, yes, he did. I can't get over the idea of his playing here tonight. If he's a concert pianist, how can he be on welfare?
Maybe he does it for nothing.
His name's not in the program.
Oh?
Maybe he has a stage name.
I'm sure we'll recognize him.
Get it. 12 different pianists and not one of them Mr. Wobber.
Maybe he was wearing a toupee or something. Maybe he was in disguise.
No, I would have recognized the tuxedo.
And I don't understand.
I guess Mr. Wobber will have to explain it to us. Come on, he said we should meet him outside the stage door.
Right.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
Oh, there he is.
Well, how'd you like it?
Well, it was very nice, Mr. Wobber. Very nice.
But, Mr. Wobber, we didn't see you play.
Well, of course not. I was in the balcony.
You played in the balcony?
Had a very good night, too. I won 14 games out of 20. Carnegie Hall's always been lucky for me. That's why I like to play here.
You were playing solitaire?
Had a little trouble getting my ace of clubs out in the 4th game, but I found it, and I didn't cheat.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, come here a minute. There's someone I want you both to meet. Seymour!
Oh, no, there you are, Mr. Walton.
Seymour, these are my good friends that I was telling you about. Charles and Emily Ann Andrews. This is Seymour Maxman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How do you do?
Hello.
How do you do?
Mr. Wadburn tells me, Miss Andrews, that you're a very good dancer.
Oh, I'm not.
You
really
are, too.
My brother Irving runs the Metropolitan Arts Dance Workshop. Maybe you'd like to attend a session next Saturday, see how I like it.
Oh, I'd love to.
Why, that's wonderful, Em.
And that's not all.
There's more?
Miss Andrews, Mr. Wadburn tells me you're out of work.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I think I have a job for you. Can you start right away?
Well, I'm ready.
Good. Would you step over here a minute?
Excuse me, I guess this is confidential.
Now, the fire's gone already, and they're good and hot.
Chestnuts?
Just stir them around occasionally, and I guess you know that. There's some here in bags already.
But I'm...
One of my men, Jimmy Glean, will be around at 4 to show you where to take the cart back.
Mr. Wadburn, Emily Ann.
Charles, well, what is it?
Well, I'll leave you all to celebrate tonight.
No, wait a minute. He gave me a job selling chestnuts.
Hey, you've got a good corner. He's an old friend of mine.
Look, Mr. Wadburn, I appreciate the fact that
you're... Bag of chestnuts, please.
I'm sorry. I don't...
Give him a bag, Charles.
All right, here.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Wadburn, I can't stand...
4 bags, please.
4?
Good sale. That's $1.
All right, here.
Thank you. Look, there's a chestnut man.
Let's get some.
2 bags, please.
All right, here.
Hey, you want some chestnuts?
8 bags.
Love some. Eight bags. Yes, ma'am. I've got 8. That's $2.
Keep the change.
Ooh, 2 bags, please.
Here you are.
3 bags.
Oh, yes, ma'am. 75 cents, please.
Keep it.
You don't forget to stir them up, Charles.
I know what I'm doing.
Come on, Emily Ann. I'll take you home.
Good night, Charles.
Chestnuts, get your hot chestnuts. Get them right here. Get them while they're hot.
2 bags, please.
Chestnuts, get them here. Get them hot.